Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience around the nation and around the world. And also, of course, always, we want to welcome our new time slot on the Gulf Coast. Yes. From Mississippi to Destin. You can actually see us there at 5:30 p.m. We come and join you in your living rooms. Don't forget, you can carry us to work. We're on the radio, all those different areas. You can get us. Find out more at VFNTV.com. Joining me today is the one that takes care of us. You probably didn't see it. He's running around making everything right. It's Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
All of our sponsors out there is familiar with John. And we're so thankful. We really focus on making sure we pray for you. We want to see your business blessed. We want to see your customers blessed. And we want to see the economy flourish so your business can flourish. And, of course, John is working with our many wonderful sponsors that are out there. Today we're going to be talking about some serious topics, but it's like you know, TMI lately. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay,
no doubt.
Got it. It's an avalanche. It is an avalanche of ignorance, right? It's just like, okay, so just pause and think for a moment. You think about this, and this is what God, you know, Pat can share about this, so we can give him a heads up on this. I mean, the thing about it is, because if you really try to figure this out, it's almost going to be like you're drowning. And the thing about it, if you just relax and focus, even though the water is coming over your head, and it is, that's an intentional thing, is the enemy's wanting to drown your motivation, your inspiration, your dream, your feeling of clarity and safety. But let me tell you something, our God is able to keep you even in the midst of, you know, flooded water, right? Talk to us about what the Lord, you know, we're going to talk about some information, but I don't want to overload you yet. Do you hear what Pat's going to be sharing? You know, what happened in the end of that part of it.
Right, right. The part that you're speaking of, I was actually on a beach, and you were with me.
He's talking about a vacation, not a dream.
<You're right>. Actually, both. But this particular one was a dream. Mm-hmm. And I was hanging out on the beach, and you were with me, and I believe somebody else was with me. And we started walking out into the water about knee deep. And then the next scene, I realize I'm actually out in the middle of the ocean, and I'm probably, I don't know, 50 feet below at least.
With your diving gear.
No diving gear whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I can just remember looking up, straight up, and I can see the top of the ocean and the sun. Right. And I'm just, you know, just drifting.
Right.
Going down. But I wasn't struggling, wasn't fighting, wasn't, you know, it was just like, this is it. You know?
Right.
There was no struggle at all.
Right. And you actually were able to just live.
Yeah.
Under this
water.
Yeah,
I wasn't, you know, choking for air or anything like that. Everything was good.
And it just reminds me of what the Word of God tells us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, realize that the Lord will lift a standard in the midst of that. And it can't be compared any more than the floods that are happening across the land that just even happened on the Pensacola, Escambia County area. But understand, if we just remain calm and steadfast and realize, too, that a future occupation for Pat would be amazing. He could be a ventriloquist. Did you know how he could talk? And it's like his lips don't even move. That really was him talking. It was just like, I could see it now, right? Just tell him hello. Hello. No. That's amazing, isn't it? It's like a ventriloquist.
Amazing.
Amazing. That was pretty cool. You could like put John on your lap.
Well, he'd have to be the one to speak. Let's go on the road, man. Let's go on the road.
You can pull on his hair, right? In his back, because it was open your mouth. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. That's about what it feels like when you're paying. If you're paying attention, the truth is most people quit paying attention a while back. But it doesn't mean it's not happening. It means you're just not paying attention. And what we try to do with VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is to give you perspective. I mean, you can watch the latest kitten video on the world news, or you can actually find out what's happening from God's perspective. God of the universe, you know, he has something to say about what's going on. And if, you know, you don't have time to read that day, you don't see what's going on, we try. And there's so much happening. I mean, you have a total nation being taken over by the Prince of Gog or Magog, Putin. But while we're running to an African nation to free 100 girls who have been taken captive by a peaceful religion, Islam.
Right.
And Syria, there's mass murders everywhere, and we're not even paying attention to that and threatening of Israel. Nuclear bombs are being developed in Iran, which Pat Robinson said in his time with the Lord that he believes they'll have that weapon this year. Mm-hmm. And it's tragic what's happening in Africa. But by the way, it's tragic what's happening in the world. If you are Ukrainian and, you know, Gog and Magog is coming down on top of you. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
The king of Russia is coming down on top of you. And we're going, like, we sent over a couple soldiers to teach people how to sharpshoot, you know. And it's just amazing. It's like, just understand that these are going to be the best days that the kingdom of God, that the church has ever seen. But what you're going to see is the same thing you saw, you know, when Jesus started walking the streets. There was a day that he was there for 30 years. They just totally forgot the fact that the angel showed up and what the shepherd said and that and what happened with Herod and how all the people were killed. And all the big, huge, mass abortion that went on, you know, killing young children, trying to kill the Savior. That's what happened when he found out that Jesus was born, and they told him the Magi was being born. That's, by the way, it was actually every child that was born, I believe it was two and under, that they just killed the children. And 30 years later, they forgot about it.
Yeah. It was a male child.
Male child. And 30 years later, they forgot about it. Isn't that interesting? You know, and we're going to be talking about a future program, but this girl named, I think it's Emily. She, she works in a clinic to be able to abort children.
Yes,
she actually videoed her abortion, showing people how peaceful and joyful, you know, it's no big deal. Wow. And they didn't show other things, but they showed the look on her face, and the look on her face was, you know, it was painful, and you could tell no matter what, because she's just like you. She's human being. She's creating the image of, like, you can see that moment.
Looking at it.
You can look at her face, and you're just thinking, dear God, no, 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 no. And it was over at that point. You can see her face, and then you hear this big clunk happen in the back, and you know what that is. That was a thing that she said wasn't a child. It was more than likely, you know, allegedly and reportedly, was discarded. And this is what she said as she was about to take her child's life. Everybody's with me in this. Everybody's for me. And we're part of everybody. We would have said, no, we're not for that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't everybody, but that's what you needed to tell yourself to be able to do it. And I noticed this too, that, you know, in that video, you had to turn off your comment blogs, the comment parts of that YouTube video. And I can understand why. It probably was shocking to find out how, you know, everybody didn't feel that way.
That's right.
I don't know what it said, but I can imagine this. You know, you're having to walk this out. And she says, you know, and she's talking afterwards, and we'll have this for you, but we're not going to really cover it today. But she said, you know, the biggest thing that means to me, this all means to me, is that now I have the ability to create life. You know, kind of a paraphrase. She said, I was just watching her lips. She says, that's what this means to me. I can actually create life. That's how she saw it. My body can create life and
kill life.
Well, the thing about it is God created life and she created murder.
Yeah.
And the aspect of that, and it's legalized. It's not illegal right now, probably where she is. So it's not like
in New Jersey,
it's legal for her to do that. But, we just pray for you. We just pray that, you would see that, you know what I'm saying? We just pray for a lot of ladies out there. It's not like that. And she talks about it to other ones. And so I just want to move on with that. But I just broke my heart when I realized that was happening. But what I noticed, I don't know if you know this or not, but mobs. Have you seen this flash mob business, you know, do a flash mobs and where people just show up? You know, they first did it for crime. And then they started doing it for dollars, you know, on a program, television programs. And then Christians started doing it. Let's do a flash mob. Mm-hmm. You know, when I read through the book of Acts over and over again, what's one consistent thing that you see in Acts is you see the Alinsky model of mobs, and immediately they would stir mobs up to come and do their business. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't matter where Paul was and Jesus was and James and John, they would stir everybody up. And the only time that the people who were controlled by darkness was concerned is when the mob was against them. Mm-hmm. Because remember when they let Peter and John out, I believe it was Peter and James or John, that then they let them out. They let them out only because the mob was not on their side. They said that we were concerned about how this is going to happen because people really believe what they're saying, which means this. It's sad to say the majority rules. The majority rules with basic human nature. And I know that in America, there are people, the majority of people in America love God. They want to have a nation, one nation under God. They want to have the Constitution. They want the freedom of, they want the First Amendment, Second Amendment. They want that. But you have to understand, for whatever reason, it takes a larger group of folks. And believe me, people work on the crowd basis. It's just amazing. You know, there's a crowd, and let's go.
Must be God.
Which means, you know, we have to begin to wake up, like Dr. King said. You know, we've got to stand up. And he said, I'm paraphrasing this, but we have it on the torch. But he says, in the midst of great, great, great oppression and just years of evilness, he still saw, even under in the states that had evil governors and evil leaders in it and some shadowing of evil folks, he saw the majority of folks in those states were good. And so he spoke to them and their hearts. And all of a sudden, when these good folks saw visually what they were doing with that authority, when they were coming against our citizens and they were launching dogs and fire hoses against African-American citizens in our nation, those good folks rose up, and that was a turning point. That was a turning point, Dr. King being in prison when he went down there just to go help out with the sanitation workers and all the things that was going on. And it's like, but you have to be willing to do what that city councilwoman said that we just had on in a recent program, where she said, was it New York? She had it, I forget, Maryland. But she just said, our county commissioner, she just said, this is constitutionally right, and I'm willing to stand up for it, and I'm willing to go to jail for it. And then that made it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled she was right. That's actually how it's supposed to work. Sad thing about it, 4 Supreme Court justices said, no, you can't pray in the name of Jesus, but wow, 5 did. Lord, we thank you for those 5. May they expand in their reach and all. But some of the things that I want to talk about, other than the fact that this pay attention to, if you haven't yet listened to Chilled Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day, you need to really get that inside of you to understand what's going on. Because you don't want to be one of the ones standing in the crowd said, let his blood be on our head. Give us Barabbas. Because if you don't understand how it works, you may think you're in some political thing or some movement thing or some social justice movement thing. And you're going to find something coming out of your mouth you're going to regret at the throne room of God. And I mean, can you imagine, you know, being the ones that said that? But I want to talk about how I believe, you know, the Lord says, the Word of God says that he's going to present us, Jesus is going to present us without spot or wrinkle, without spot or wrinkles, you know, stain or wrinkle, and cleanse us by the washing of his word, which means, hey, you got to be in the word. But we're going to talk about that because I believe that God's about to iron America. I believe he's about to take the iron and he's going to get some wrinkles out of us. And I don't know if you ever touched an iron before, but it's going to be rough. But understand this, I believe we're going to be iron. From what the Lord is showing me, what I'm about to read to you from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, it kind of lines up what the Lord's been sharing with me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My wife works for a large corporation. They have a weekend overtime. Up until recently, it was on a seniority basis, and she was high enough where she wasn't mandated to work on the weekends. So the group decided, they took a vote because it is a union shop, that they were going to change it to a point system. With her not working on Sundays, she doesn't get those points. She ends up getting mandated every Sunday.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. First, I'm going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. But the fact is, the union can't override a federal statute. Title VII says they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation of a sincerely held religious practice, which means in a situation like your wife's, if she wants to worship on Sunday and there are other people that could work that slot, and it sounds like there are, they should be accommodating her sincerely held religious beliefs.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now.
You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week, and in that it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I just want to go right into a particular word that just came out from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talking about our need for an awakening. And what he says in this particular word is, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is that outside of an awakening, which we would call that a third great awakening, and we talked about that before, and hopefully that's a related article so you can actually find out what does that actually mean. But it basically means the changing of the DNA of a nation. It's just mm-hmm. a shift that takes place. And he says, outside of an awakening, we are on the edge of some radical things. He begins to explain them. He says, today there is basically four worldviews: the Christian worldview, the Islamic worldview, the secular worldview, and the Marxist worldview. And in those, that's exactly what we've been, you know, mm-hmm. trying to educate our listeners and viewers about. But he ends it with specifically saying, after giving the details of all these different things that are going on, and the viewpoint is, like, there's people in America that have all these different viewpoints, mm-hmm. and in the world as well. But he says, without an awakening, that we are getting very close to an unprecedented violence in America. Unprecedented violence. And it's happening all over the world. You know, it's important to look at the Word of God, you know, and think about what Jesus said. He said, every nation, any nation divided against itself will fall. Mm. Any couple divided against each other will argue. Mm-hmm. Any family divided will fall. Any community divided will fall. There is no option to that. I mean, that's what happens. The thing is, we got to get united. The thing is that you got these four, you know, world viewpoints. Which one are we going to unite around? Are we going to unite around an Islamic view? Are we going to unite around a Marxist view? We're going to unite around a secular view? Or are we going to unite around a Christian view? Well, America originally was united around a Christian view. Mm-hmm. And so in the context of that, I mean, our laws come from Moses, you know, Moses' writings, and you know, we're just, you know, Jews and Christians launching a nation, mm-hmm. seeking God's wisdom on how to be able to do what this great experiment, as they put it. And so that was the original viewpoint. And you can go back and look at the original tent to hear that. But understand that this violence that Rick Joyner's talking about, and he's part of the Oak Initiative. You can actually find out more at the oakinitiative.org, but you can go to vfntv.com, click on the Torch, and you can actually, we'll have links there for you. But we're in the Valley of Decision, he talks about. We're in this Valley of Decision, and the Lord's begin to speak to me specifically about this one Islamic view of the world. And what it is you find people who push their view, you know, the people that feel confident that their view is the right view. And at one time in history, you know, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. you had the Crusaders who pushed their view and across the world. And they literally went out with physical swords and military and all that type of stuff. And you have the papacy today, you know, with their own cars and bulletproof limos mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So it wasn't, you know, Christians are not separate than that. You know, but we've gone astray when we're looking at it in that context of just that we're not, the kingdom of God is within us. Mm-hmm. You know, Christians are not trying to establish their kingdom on earth. It's God's kingdom coming. Mm-hmm. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And that happens progressively. It don't happen through our hands. It happens through our obedience to him when he begins to fulfill his will. When all of a sudden, when he talks about it in Revelation, and we talked about it in the book of Revelation just recently, that all of a sudden there is a new heaven and a new earth. I mean, you're not going to, if these kings make war against Jesus, I mean, they're going to make war against anybody who physically tries to do something in the context of that. We're supposed to win the king's heart. Mm-hmm. That's what Paul did. Paul stood in double chains, standing before the kings, and he just talked to him. He said, I wish you were like me outside these chains. But the other mindset, if you're trying to force your view, your view and force, you can't force somebody in a relationship, but force somebody to have your viewpoint in the context of that, I mean, you're going to say, you know, get me an attorney. These people have falsely imprisoned me. You're not going to be witness unto the king. You're going to be caught up with offense and bitterness and resentment. And you're trying to sustain your life when Jesus said, unless you lay down your life, pick up your cross and follow me, you can't even have a part of me. It's a whole different paradigm. And we were listening to an interview recently to, you know, over in the Middle East, and they're saying, you know, why do you keep kidnapping Christians? I believe it was in Egypt. But why do you keep kidnapping Christians? And he said, because you don't fight back. Mm. You know, and we can actually, people will give money for you, you know. If somebody, you know, the radical Islam, you know, somebody kidnaps them, it's like, wow, he's going to, you know, he's fixing to be rewarded in heaven. Mm-hmm. We'll see you up there. We're down there. Where right. You know, but Christians are like, oh my goodness, you know, they got Susan, you know, and everybody starts coming together and they get finances together because they ransomed them to be able to get them out. So you're thinking about, would anybody get us out?
Yeah, right. Right?
We got 75 cent. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Right.
But the whole thing, it's a different viewpoint. We got to be careful because you can start becoming exactly what you don't want to become and what God has delivered us from. You could be, try to become the crusader type mindset. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, especially when people are saying, this is a Christian nation. And I saw people pull, you know, guns out, mm-hmm. you know, citizens against citizens in the name of the Constitution, in the name of the law. And it's like, we're brothers and sisters, but that's not what we're supposed to do, guys.
Right.
And I don't know if they're Christians, but citizens. But knowing that, what are we supposed to do? And we're supposed to lay down our life. We're supposed to preach the gospel, that God's more powerful than all of that. But understand that there's some wrinkles in America. And one of the viewpoints that God has shown me about is that the difficulty and struggle that America's going through and going to go through is he's going to iron it. It's Jesus. I mean, he says very specifically in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27, it says, Christ loved the church. Jesus loved the church and gave himself for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word, which shows you how important, how you get clean is getting in the word of God and abiding with the Lord, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any blemishes, but holy and blameless. And the Lord's just really, I mean, specific. I'm trying to, you know, he's speaking to me and I'm thinking, Lord, what are you saying with this? And he showed me that America being under a physical attack. And when I saw just recently with Rick Joyner, who actually is with the Oak Initiative, which he established, which has, you know, all these former CIA and mm-hmm. all these generals and all the people that are watching. What's that?
Green Berets.
Yeah, Green Berets and all the ones that know, you know, can logically tell you what's happening. Then you look at the financial situation where, you know, folks are, they're just printing money, you know, going, you know, $200 trillion, as we saw in a previous program that we had, and you could be charged 100% taxes for the rest of your life and it never would even touch it. And so the end result of this thing, I mean, but God is bringing us to the end of ourselves. I mean, we're just like a prodigal nation, you know, mm-hmm. we would. And what happens is we're going to end up in a pigsty.
Right.
But if we come to our senses, we can return to God and he's going to say, kill the fatted calf. You know, my prodigal nation has come back to me, but he's shown us, you know, shown me that that our Navy is going to be under physical attack, and it's going to be a physical attack. And it reminds me of John Paul Jackson. Hmm. This is just prophetic dreams. I don't know anything outside of this, but John Paul Jackson says in his prophetic prophecy was, where was the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where was the Navy? We saw an attack happen on the base up in Washington, D.C., the Navy base just killing our innocent citizens who are working there to defend us. But then he also showed me Islam coming in, the spirit of Islam coming in, and they were carrying irons. They were carrying irons. And how often, if you actually get in the Word of God, you'll find out God will use your adversary. He will use things out of control to bring you in control.
He sure will.
You know, and often he would use, you know, other folks to come in to discipline his own folks, to bring his folks to the place that he wants them to be. And guess what? After he finishes that, then he deals harshly with the ones that even thought about laying their hands on God's folks. But know this. I mean, this is totally confirms that. And I really believe, this is what I believe. God is ironing out some wrinkles. He's going to iron. This is going to get some wrinkles out of us, the church. This is going to get some wrinkles and some blemishes out of us. And it's going to create in us, it's going to wash us to a place that he can bring us to a point again. That's kind of what the Lord is just showing me. It confirms it, what, you know, Rick Joyner is seeing with Morningstar Ministries, even with the Oak Initiative, how they said they can even verify these things taking place. But I just know that there are prophetic dreams where God is showing me. Well, I want to encourage you, prepare yourself. If you haven't yet gone to VFN TV and listened to Prudent Preparation, you can access it. There's a link on the front page of VFNTV.com. And it's part of VFN TV, and you can listen to it, and it just gets you to start thinking out of the box. You know what? I need to be ready to be ironed. I need to be ready for America to go through some times it's going to get out some rough places and get us back on the straight and the narrow road.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. That was something that came up that God spoke to me, and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person. Yes. Another person is living and active. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but,
right.
But God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just, it's powerful. You know, it's life-changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called, and by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Well, I just want to say right up front that Donna was out shopping, and she got a Saints jersey.
Oh, wow.
A Saints jersey. That's a football team, not hockey. And
did she need something to mop up the floor?
No. Thing about it was, you know, there was if you look back, if you study the archaeological digs around New Orleans, you'll find out they did win once.
Did they?
They did. Okay. And it must be over because she actually found it in somebody's garage brand new for a dollar.
For a dollar.
Do you remember the day that those things were so high? It was like, wow. These were just like, these were like stuffing, you know, for your like place the peanut thing. And so, of course, I'm like, and she's just like, yeah, I got to give this to Pat. And I'm thinking, you got to give that to Pat? I'm going to sleep in it. And I had a dream.
Was it a scary dream?
They just lost again.
Okay. I don't know what
it was.
Okay. No,
it wasn't. Really, there wasn't a dream. Nothing happened as usual. But I couldn't believe a dollar. It's going for a dollar now.
Wow. I never come across that.
I said,
like
baby, if you ever run into another one, get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Because
they will quit printing them after a while.
Yeah.
If you miss our audio program, you got to catch it. Just talking about the mob mentality and some things that are going on. And to pay attention to, you know, I encourage you, first of all, to read the Word of God, but also to study people by studying what God showed us in His Word, how people react, because things are pretty consistent. I mean, you don't want them to be. I spent a lot of my life going, I know people do that, but let's just don't do that no more. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they just continue to do it. It's just, you know, one thing you learn about history is you don't learn anything from history.
It repeats.
It does repeat itself. You just try not to be a broken record yourself. But don't change the message. And so it's like people react by the mob mentality. And I was talking about in the earlier program, you got to be able to catch it. But you just this is how they said it was mobs they put together against Jesus. It was mobs they put against the disciples when they were doing what they were doing. But understand this, when the group was bigger than the adversary's group. The people that were in agreement saying God is good, this is God, Jesus just healed this man, then everything remained the same. The enemy did not hurt folks, and they got released from prison, mm-hmm. and all these different things happened. So you cannot be the silent majority anymore. You're going to have to wake up and say, listen, if you are truly a Christian, a Christ follower, you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you're going to have to break off, not chains, but shame, and begin to quit being ashamed of him. And standing, first of all, find out in whom you believe. Get connected and rightly related to a body of believers, a minister who preaches the word of God, hears from God, and encourages you to hear from God, and get your whole family there and stay there and just have the word of God washed over you so you can be bold and courageous and affirmed in your walk in the Lord. And everywhere you are, just stand up. And when people start hearing more voices of sanity, saying, you know, God is the creator of the universe, who created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in them. Mm-hmm. Man fell in the garden, but God loved us enough to redeem us through his son, Jesus Christ. That if you believe in him and the price that he paid for our sins, you are considered in right standing before God if you make him the Lord of your life. And the more people that hear that, believe me, the lies are going to be broke off of them and realize, okay, even if I don't go that way's right. I'm choosing to go the wrong way. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to make wrong right and right wrong. Mm. Mm-hmm. But if you rise up, and there's a huge majority in America who stand up, you can tell. I mean, just a simple little program on television that has a prayer about Jesus, and they take it off the air, and all of a sudden that majority rises up over a television program. Huh. It's time for us to rise up over the Constitution, rise up over the wrong things being promulgated from pulpits around the nation, in the name of Christ, and refuse to say, I refuse to have my ear itched. Mm. You're not going to itch my ear. And because he said in the last days, there will be people, this is Paul writing to his spiritual son, Timothy, that they give way to doctrines of demons. I mean, literally, Satan is preaching through that man or woman. And what they're saying sounds religious. There's nobody more religious than Lucifer. I mean, my mm-hmm. goodness, you look at all his children. You know, they're very religious. Like, why do you even have any ceremonials? If you don't believe in nothing, it's like even that religious. Anyway, so in the context of that he said that they surround themselves with people who teaches things to them that causes them to feel good. They like the sound of what's going in their ears. In other words, I got problems with what's happening right now. I don't know what it is. And what it truly is conviction. but then somebody scratches their ear and makes them feel better. Somebody says something to them that eases them as they're going off into hell and gives them a false teaching that makes them feel good. That's what that is. The thing is that, I mean, your ear is itching. So this false teacher is teaching something that that soothes that salve on your ear, but does not create the salve on your eyes and your heart in regards to that. So it makes you just kind of settle down. It's okay. The medicine's about to kick in. You'll soon be gone. You know, mm-hmm. And that's what that is. It's very dangerous. And Jesus said, be careful when everybody talks well of you, because this is how they treated the false prophets, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, to stand up and say, everybody loves me, is to just proclaim, I'm a false prophet.
Right.
Or potentially, I'm being treated like false prophets. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Expound on that. Is that right? Do you remember Jesus saying that?
Yes. Oftentimes, too, what happens is that a lot of people say that they're being persecuted because they're a false prophet. It's like, well, maybe you are. Well, you're not a prophet. You're rightly being persecuted because you're not saying the right things, you know?
Yeah, and so the thing about it, it's not popularity on earth, it's popularity in heaven. And so I just want to encourage you today, no matter what happens, stay loyal to Jesus. Get into a relationship with other believers that they have an allegiance. And the allegiance is not to some whatever, it's to Jesus. And in the context of that, you'll find out those folks who have an allegiance to Jesus make great citizens in your nation. They make great employees. They make great business owners. And the Lord is with them. Ask Joseph, ask Daniel and the people that were around them, that they got blessed. The leaders got blessed because they hired men of God. Mm-hmm. And if you'll hire a man and woman of God who doesn't have just a fish on their business card, but has a fish in their heart. A lot of people got a marketing concept going on, you know, with that. But if you actually have one in your heart, then that's the person to do business with, because they're going to do business. They're not fearful of them not making enough money. They have a fear of God that they treat you right, and know that God blesses their business in the context of that. Well, I don't know if y'all heard about this, and I was talking about the Saints jersey because that was a team that once did something. We still want you, Drew, to be on BFN TV. Come on, Drew. I mean, we got to have you, man. We got to Drew, before you swallow teams like everybody does. Anyway, but Kevin Durant. I mean, did you hear about Kevin Durant? And
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he made the most valuable player with the NBA. And just to listen to him and what he said, you know, just melted my heart because, you know, so often, you know, people don't even think about their journey and their history and what's going on. And I just saw this and I thought, I mean, you've got to hear this and think about this for all the mothers out there that work day and night and the fathers that work day and night, you know, to make sure that your son or your daughter is successful. And you think, man, does it even pay off? You know, you're looking at Durant here, where, yes, it paid off. And only that, he's acknowledging, he sees how he got to where he's gotten. As a matter of fact, you got to listen to this. Just melts your heart. Listen up.
The 2013-14 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player, Kevin Durant.
Wow. Thank you guys so much. I'm usually good at talking, but I'm a little nervous today. First off, I'd like to thank God for changing my life and let me really realize what life is all about. Basketball is just a platform in order for me to inspire people, and I realize that. I come from a small county outside of Washington, D.C., called PG County. Me, my mom, my brother, we moved so many different places growing up, and it felt like a box. It felt like there was no getting out. My dream was to become a rec league coach. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to stay home and help the kids out and be a coach. I love basketball so much. I love playing it. I just never thought that I could make it to college, NBA, or stand up here today in front of you guys and be an NBA MVP. It's just a surreal feeling. And I had so much help So many people believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. So many people doubted me and motivated me every single day to be who I am. I fell so many times and got back up. I've been through the toughest times with my family, but I'm still standing. In the game of basketball, I play first off because I love it. I love to have fun. I love to run up and down the court. I told Grant Hill back there, I just got done playing against him, but as a second grader, I had a Piston Grant Hill jersey. That was the first time I walked into a gym. And that's why I fell in love with the game. My mom, I think she just wanted to get me and my brother out the house for a couple hours. But when I walked into the gym, I fell in love with the game. And I didn't fall in love with it just because it was me playing. I fell in love with it because I got guys like this. Like these guys every single day that push me to be the best player I can be. I want to single them out. Karan, even though you just got here a few months ago, you know, we've grown so close over these last few weeks. And I can remember when you first got here, you wrote a piece of paper in my locker. I don't know why I'm crying so much, man. You wrote a piece of paper in my locker and said, KD, MVP. And that's after we had lost two or three straight. And I don't really say much, you know, in those moments, but I remember that. I go home and I think about that stuff, man. When you got people behind you, you can do whatever. And I thank you, man. I appreciate you. I know you guys think I forgot Russ. But I could speak all night about Russell. An emotional guy who will run through a wall for me. And I don't take it for granted. It's days where I want to just tackle you and tell you to snap out of it sometimes. But I know it's days you want to do the same thing with me. I love you, man. I love you. A lot of people put unfair criticism on you as a player. And I'm the first to have your back, man, through it all. Just stay the person you are. Man, everybody loves you here. I love you. And last, my mom. I don't think you know what you did. You had my brother when you were 18 years old. 3 years later, I came out. We were stacked, the odds were stacked against us. Single parent with two boys by the time you were 21 years old. Everybody told us we weren't supposed to be here. We moved from apartment to apartment by ourselves. One of the best memories I had is when we moved into our first apartment. No bed, no furniture, and we just all sat in the living room and just hugged each other. Because we thought we made it. And when something good happens to you, I don't know about you guys, but I tend to look back to what brought me here. And you wake me up in the middle of the night in the summer times, making me run up a hill, making me do push-ups, screaming at me from the sideline of my games at 8 or 9 years old. We weren't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street. You put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat,
You made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You the real MVP.
Listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
God is doing some amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Cy E. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, get download our app or whatever. We want to keep a continual conversation with you with that because we've got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable. Mm. God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, And the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart, it's not like a default setting, like, we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God, he says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind. The original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind, and you can say, you know what, this particular city is like the city that Lot was in, so I'm going to find me another city under a man or a woman of God who loves God, who hears from God, and I'm going to plant myself right there, and that's where me and my family are going to sow, we're going to be faithful to God, we're going to pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us, and we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at VFNDreamCenter.com, VFNDreamCenter.com for more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with, it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting what God is doing. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We just had an awesome moment hearing Kevin Durant talk about, you know, receiving the MVP award for NBA and of all the things, and so many mothers can actually hear this when he said, Mom, you are really the MVP.
Wow.
Because, you know, think about it. No matter what people think about, the fact is that if she wouldn't have had you, as we talked about in an earlier program, she could have chose not to have you, first of all. Secondly, she could have chose to give up when she had no help, you know, because it was just her and her two sons, two rather tall sons. And you can imagine the groceries those guys eat.
No doubt.
And it's just amazing what, you know, listen to him talk. If you missed it, out of a 7-something minute interview getting the award, he spent 4 minutes and 59 seconds, 5 minutes of it on his mother.
Wow.
and talking about his journey. And you think about it, he talked about, first of all, one of the friends, the team players that came in, and he first got there. And how many people think, well, you know, I'm too new to say anything. You know, I haven't been around long enough. You know, I haven't got the entire Bible memorized yet and all these different things. So what do I have to say? And believe me, you'll stand. If you say something positive, you'll stand out and you mean it. And then the aspect of, he says, you know, when he came in, one of his players put on a little note on his lockers. You can go back and hear if you didn't hear it. And he said, and watch it too, is you said, you know, you're the MVP. Mm-hmm. He just wrote a little note. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even talk much to his friend about it. But now he's saying that he treasured that note all that time. And how many notes, you know, I still have things that Brother Ken, who's now with the Lord, that sent to me, and Brother Kilpatrick, you know, notes and stuff, and others that have spoken in my life. And I have those things just to remember those moments, and a lot of people that have spoke those things. But I remember also, you know, when I was in the Navy, and I had my heart just really went after this executive officer, who was, which is the XO, which is the number two guy on a military ship. Mm-hmm. And I was in the administration division, so the XO is the one that runs all that. And I knew he was going through some real difficult times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the enemy just, I didn't know the Lord at that time, and the enemy was just beating me up. And I wanted to say something kind to him, wanted to say something nice to him. But over and over again, you know, I would just hear the lies, like, who are you to say something? This man was, he's a human being. He obviously desperately needed to hear something nice.
Yes.
And by the way, you can say something nice to your employer, your supervisor, your parents, your husband, your wife, your friend, a cashier walking out. I mean, it's okay.
Please.
And the thing about it too is that, you know, sometimes, you know, that some folks don't say something that way because they're thinking, I'll get nothing back. But this has nothing to do with rebounding.
Right.
This has to do with just speaking into people's life, even if it's not received. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of times where I've spoken to folks' life, you know, at their permission, knowing that it wasn't going to be received, but I didn't edit it. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't say, well, fine, I'm not going to give you this wisdom. I would just share it with them. And out of doing all that, there are many that did just like him and said, you know, that just, you know, grabbed a hold of me and it just changed my life. And think about his mother. I mean, is that powerful?
Yeah.
Because he ends up saying, you know, Mom, you really are the MVP.
It's powerful. You think back, you know, it's probably one of the best award speeches that I've ever heard in my life from an athlete. And he had a great ability just to reflect and look back. He understood that he just didn't get there. And a lot of people act like they arrived to a certain place, like they did. They have all the intelligence, all the skills, all the breaks. And it's like, you didn't get here by yourself.
Oh, no.
Oftentimes, you're standing on the shoulders of other people, and it's like you want to recognize that time and saying, listen, I didn't get here by accident. It's the people that sowed into my life, who opened doors for me, who took care of me. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to say that, you know, to hear him say all of those things. I thought, man, this guy's really, really an awesome player.
You can relate to that because you're one of those guys who likes to look back.
I am. I like to enjoy the moment. You know, I like to experience going back and reflecting because it makes what I'm experiencing at the current moment that much more sweeter for me. Because I know that I'm a miracle in itself. I can relate a lot to his story that, hey, I just, everything that God brings into my life, I so appreciate because I'm like, I get to do this. Just 1 year ago, I was doing that. And, you know, I was like, wow, God, you're amazing. Thank you.
You're in the NBA?
No. Okay. I'm better than the NBA. I get a chance to do something for God.
So yes, without a doubt.
Way better.
But it's amazing how he finds time to look back. You know, he's like the chronological historian.
It's just in me. It's that time, you know.
If we just had pictures of everything. And I was just thinking about, you know, being involved in the Brownsville revival and feeding those thousands. Like, we were so busy helping folks and the world, the whole world coming in, that personally there was, you know, our vision was out, that we didn't get a lot of pictures in regards to all those things, you know, just documenting what was taking place in the context of that. And of course, the greatest reward
since then.
Yeah. You think the greatest reward is that you did it because the memory is going to be there. But it's just like, it just having those moments to look back. And sometimes you need pictures, sometimes you need notes. And now what we've developed is like a shelf of remembrance. And so what's really good to do when the epic events happen in your life, you know, God speaks a word, something turns, God says something about a particular incident, you know, put it on a shelf of remembrance. Maybe you can buy a little emblem, you can buy a little whatever, or just a note or a sign or a picture. And you just you look at that shelf and it reminds you. And I can imagine him putting something that has mom up there, you know, MVP, most valuable player, in the context of that. And he remembers where he came from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He remembers where he came from. So I just want to say to all the mothers out there that you are an MVP. You're the most valuable player. We appreciate everything that you do. We just want to celebrate you with the number one dude, the MVP in
the NBA.
In the NBA. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome. Yeah.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Goodness, listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it, in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool, because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. There it's you yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves.
first hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN.